Great. Okay. Welcome to our Antioch Friends meeting of the 25th of October. It's really great to see quite a few faces that I saw yesterday. I don't recognize Dan and Paola. They look completely different from yesterday, but it was really great to see so many people at the big wedding yesterday. It was just a different way of doing things, but it was great to be there and to celebrate with people. I know we've got some guests here today, but I can't see them. So let me introduce in faith some of our guests. I believe Maria Rickson's here. Maria Steele, I should say. Sorry. Maria, if you're there, could you just put yourself on off mute or wave to us? Welcome. Yeah. Good to see you, Maria. Okay. And
hello.
Hi, Maria. How are you doing? Welcome.
I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
It's great to see you. Is it just you or is Gordon there too?
Oh, he's in a different Zoom.
Oh, he's in a different Zoom. Okay.
He's in another room. In fact, he might be recording a sermon for a different Zoom.
that is the way life is these days. Anyway, it's really good to see you. We hope to catch up with you later. And I think Kerry and Jonathan are here as well. Kerry and Jonathan come along to a number of our different in-person meetings, but I think this is the first Zoom meeting we've been at for a while. So Kerry and Jonathan, if you're there, you're really very welcome. So obviously this meeting is a bit of a different meeting, even different to our normal Zoom meetings. It's an Antioch Friends meeting, but we had planned to have a speaker here today, Virginia Duhannes, who is Andy's aunt, and she's unable to come because of COVID complexities is probably the best way of describing it. So instead of a speaker, we're going to make some time today to share, to just listen to different brothers and sisters talking about what's been going on. We haven't done this for a long, long time. In fact, I'm not even sure if we've made time to do some sharings in any of our meetings since COVID-19 became a household name. So good to do it at this point. Good to just encourage each other, build each other up. And so if you've got something to share, or if you think you've got something to share, whether it's an answer to prayer or something that's happening in your personal prayer life, maybe prayer and fasting, maybe some time that you've taken on retreats where you felt the Lord speaking to you, bring it forward. We've got a slot of about 20 minutes later on in the meeting to do that. So the rest of our meeting is going to look a little bit like this. We're going to take it in about 5 minutes. We'll take a bit of a time of worship. During the worship time, which JP is going to lead, I just encourage us to really be attentive, seeking to hear the Lord, listening to him. If you have got any words, particular words that you think are for the encouragement of us all in the meeting, put the words, whether they're prophetic words or scripture senses, in the private chat to me, and then I'll try and give people an opportunity to share those words with us later on during the worship time. Then, as I say, after the worship time, we're going to take some time for sharing, maybe 20 minutes, just to hear what God's been doing in different people's lives and just to encourage one another. And then we'll finish with time of intercession. We may also have an opportunity of going back into worship, depending on how we do for time, because we're trying to keep our meetings pretty tight at an hour. And then once we've finished, there's an opportunity to stay around and have some social time via Zoom chat rooms, which Eleanor will be helping me to organize later on. Okay, Eleanor, would you mind just putting up the scripture that I was that I just wanted to introduce the meeting with, if that's okay? So I just felt the Lord speaking to me this week about giving our lives as an offering to him. And a couple of passages really spoke to me this week. One was in Romans 12, verses 1 to 2. And the other was from Hebrews 13, 15. And both of them speak about giving our lives as a sacrifice to the Lord, a sacrifice of praise. As it says in Hebrews 13, 15, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And I really like this translation in Romans 12, 1 to 2, which is from the Message. Here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings out the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. So I just felt the Lord's invitation to us, I just felt this was for us as a community as I was reading it this week, to bring ourselves to God, even in the imperfect world of Zoom, to bring ourselves to God and let him transform us. That's what a sacrifice is. That's why we're here this afternoon, because we think God's more important than everything else. So allow him to transform us apart from our emotions, apart from how we feel, apart from our physical states, how tired we feel or how zoomed out we feel. These verses speak about God changing us. These verses speak of a belief that the Lord will change us as we offer our lives, our ordinary lives to him every day. So let's expect the Lord to speak to us as we enter his presence. Let's expect him to speak to us as we make this sacrifice. Expect him to encourage us as we worship him. So I'll hand over to JP to lead us into the Lord's courts in worship. Feel free to stand, feel free to sit, feel free to join in with any musical instruments you have. I know Trevor's got a tambourine. Let's really expect to meet the Lord. JP.
So yeah, brothers and sisters, let us come before the Lord. I encourage you to stand if you are able to. Let's set aside any distractions. Let's come before the Lord and worship him in his courts. Blessed be your name, Lord. Yes. Glory be to you, Lord. We offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice. Holy is your name. We praise you.
Brothers and sisters, let's just take a time just to sing in tongues. Let's all come off mute and let's just sing together in tongues. Let's really expect the Lord to be present with us in this time. Let's really expect the Lord to speak to us during this time. But let this be our sacrifice of praise, each one of us praying and singing in tongues and just expecting the Lord's presence to continue.